This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. This summer has broken all kinds of temperature records, so maybe you've been eating a lot of popsicles. And like most reasonable human beings, you've probably thrown the sticks away, unless you're a hoarder or a crafter, whom I've just discovered constitute the vast customer base for popsicle sticks. Either way, we've got a new challenge for you: to build something out of popsicle sticks for Nick Offerman, the guy who played Ron Swanson on Parks and Recreation.
The whole point of this country is if you want to eat garbage, balloon up to 600 pounds, and die of a heart attack at 43, you can. You are free to do so. To me, that's beautiful.
In addition to being a terrific actor and a funny writer, Offerman is also a serious carpenter and woodworker. And he's here. Nick Offerman, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you kindly.
So, before you became a world-famous actor, were you a carpenter?
Well, yes. I grew up using tools in a farm family in Illinois, which helped me a lot when I started working in theater in Chicago. I would build the scenery, and I wasn't very good yet at acting, and so people, I would trick them into giving me a small part in a play so that I would build the set. And I milked that scam for years until I became more nearly decent as an actor.
Like your character, Ron Swanson, you are a big fan of America, at least according to your books. Your latest one is very funny, called Gumption.
No, thank you.
It's a collection of profiles of what you call America's gutsiest troublemakers. Reading the book, I was wondering, this America love of yours, what percentage is it authentic and what percentage is it ironic? Because it seems like a hybrid.
I do think that the America that I adore is probably different than the object of Ron Swanson's affection.
Yeah.
But my love of our country is completely without irony. I admire it and sort of devote my life to this place where we can all work together to try and use our ideas and our capacity for decency to evolve the human race to one day live in a way where none of us have to shoot each other.
So this challenge that you have cooked up for us, you want people to make you something out of popsicle sticks. Anything or kinds of things in particular that they should be creating?
Well, sure. First, I would amend your earlier comment. Instead of throwing away your popsicle sticks, I would always encourage you to save them because they make great kindling for the grill or your campfire.
Good point.
But now I want everyone to save them and build something inspired, perhaps along the themes of some of my favorite notions like the bratwurst, fishing, masonry, Wilco, the Hoover Dam and the secrets therein. Puzzles in general fascinate me, and or America herself. I think that those are all wonderful places to get your ideas started.
And by Wilco, we mean the band?
Yeah, the seminal American rock and roll band, Wilco.
Uh-huh. So the people will build their things and enter not by sending you or us their object yet. They'll just send us pictures.
Yeah.
And then you'll pick the winner or winners.
That sounds like a good plan. And unless someone were to construct a Ford F-250, in that case, if you drive that to Los Angeles, I will immediately declare you the winner.
Nick Offerman, thank you very much, and we will talk again as the competition proceeds and after you've picked a winner.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Kurt, and happy gluing, everybody.
You've got until September 28th to be part of Nick Offerman's Ultimate Popsicle Stick Throwdown. You can enter by posting a photo of your creation to Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag MadeForNick, or send it to studio360.org.